Hello, and welcome to another episode of Starman and the Boomer. We need to get that jingle sorted, don't we, Trig?
We do need to get that jingle sorted. It was promised a week ago now, and well, it'll happen. It will happen. It's we've got to do that. It's going to be brilliant. It's going to be great. It's going to be like a radio
I need
show
to borrow a Glockenspiel. I'm going to do like a radio little radio jingle for Starman and the Boomer. It's going to be fantastic. No, we had this idea. I need to find somebody who can fucking sing though as well. Because I'm a bit ropey at that.
Well, don't look at me for that one. I mean, we will chase viewers away so quickly, it's untrue if I start singing.
Yeah, we're hoping to have a little kind of radio-style jingle. Although, this week we might be going by different names. we're not going to stick with it. I don't know. As you can see by our thumbnail there, I'm being Staragon this week.
Yes, and I am...
He's saying no... Oh.
True. I am tricked out.
There we go. Yes. Oh, dear me.
No, I'm owning this now. I've changed my avatar in Discord and everything. I'm now going to go and troll Uzulu and claim I'm his dad.
It's saying something that we kind of have to... people are saying low sound. Generally, just up your volume a little bit.
You know what?
It's not actually that low.
I might be able to help a little here. Let's see if we can... boost it a little at the back end.
Just a teeny bit.
Just a teeny bit.
Do let us know. We do tend to be a little bit quiet. There's not really much way of getting around that without peaking. I'd rather be a little bit too quiet than a little bit too loud for people. So
yeah. Anyway. The Windows mixer is trying to do all kinds of funky things as well.
Ah, is that what that says?
Yeah, the volume mixer seems to be jumping up and down a little, but I don't know why. yeah, there
very,
we
very
go. It's stable. I think it sounds good now. Let's just hope that I've got lots of cheers, mates, and now you're fines. Also,
A lot of people are saying this isn't actually too bad.
I'm liking Greg Throg's suggestion of using a Glock and Spiel.
Glockenspiel. Well, this week for legal reasons, I'm gonna have to be Staragon, and this is Trigger the Grey. But oh dear, yeah, we're gonna be talking about the Middle Earth election that took place in Minecraft recently, due to the YouTube rule change. We can now only talk about fictional elections.
Yes, it's let me drag that up, because that's a good starting point to actually go. Look at what they've done to my boy. Look at how they've massacred my boy, essentially.
Yes.
Because this appeared. When was this? Was this yesterday? Oops, that's the wrong link.
This was yesterday. Yeah, because I talked about it yesterday on Seal of Approval. If you guys caught that with Rose of Dawn, there's a link down below that playlist. I'm cross shilling here. But yeah, it's a new policy on YouTube, which is very clearly an editorial policy. In fact, yeah, do you just want to get the damn thing up?
Let's just bring the damn thing up there. Yeah, if this isn't an editorial policy, I don't know what is. Yesterday was the safe harbor deadline for the U.S. presidential election, and enough states have certified their election results to determine a president-elect. That's a lie. Given that we will start removing any piece of content uploaded today or any time after that misleads people by alleging that widespread fraud or errors changed the outcome of the 2020 US presidential election.
And there's the Tim Pool thing as well, that was linked. That what was it? They said that you could allege that there was widespread fraud, and you could also allege that Donald Trump really did win the election, but you can't put the two together. You can't allege, you know, that widespread fraud caused Donald Trump to win the election. That is against terms of service now. But you can say the two separately, apparently fine, which seems like a really weird bullshit clarification.
It's not a clarification. It's literally basically making it even more muddy. It's like, yes, by all means post this, by all means post that. But if you connect those two...
Yeah.
You know... If you connect these two obvious dots together. So, as a result, we're in Middle Earth today. And
but yeah, we're not talking about the US election now. Okay, we're not talking. We are no longer talking about the US. This is a piece of news about YouTube, and this is why we've moved ourselves into fantasy Minecraft streams.
Indeed.
We're not actually playing Minecraft. We're just commenting on Minecraft politics.
Yes. And the recent it was the election in Gondor, I believe,
it was the Middle Earth election.
Yes.
And it seems that Sauron has won the Middle Earth election.
Surprisingly. It does look a little like that. He had a help. He definitely had a lot of help, even though Sauron himself didn't seem to be getting on the field, going out there and actually saying anything. He definitely seemed to have his orcs and goblins out there.
He was up in his tower. He was definitely up in his tower. Not sure if the orc campaigning really did much good. The Orc Lives Matter campaign did a whole lot of good. But they were out there being visible and doing, you know, something. A lot of it was pillaging Middle Earth, you know, a bit of Gondor, a bit of Rohan.
I hear the rumors of it was only a very small group of rogue orcs, and actually most of them are very nice people, I am told, and will integrate fully, etc.
93%. I heard that 93% of orc raids were perfectly peaceful.
Yeah. And it was reports of looting, pillaging, burning, and destroying of Gondor during those periods of time were greatly misrepresented in the far right press of Gondor.
Those were elf supremacist agitators.
Yes.
Definitely outside agitators.
There we go. We've also noticed that there has been a significant rise of the elf right.
The
elf right. Has been getting involved, but plenty of orc posting to be done.
There is plenty of orc posting to be done today.
Yeah, thanks, shall we? YouTube. So it begins.
No, thank you. YouTube.
The great shitstorm of our time. I think this literally is. This last couple of weeks has been. It's been so much noise that it's been white noise. In fact,
and it's has been impossible. Been so to much follow. News coming out of Middle Earth. But it's been very difficult to follow. It's been very difficult to follow all the Middle Earth news with all the Middle Earth lawsuits and all the everything going off in the Minecraft server.
I was very disappointed on how much influence Sauron seems to have over certain judicial systems and so on. And
yes. Who knew that Sauron had such inroads into the judiciary of Middle Earth?
His arm has grown long, indeed.
yes, his arm. Damn it! Oh, dear.
You're not going to stop me. I'm gonna Middle Earth post all over this stream.
It's fine. Middle Earth posting is very welcome. It's basically what we're here for because we're talking about Middle Earth. No,
yes, yes, it's.
Okay. So, shall we go into some of the allegations that have been brought up in Middle Earth? Then the Middle Earth elections.
So yes. Let's the allegations of the orcs may have tried to tamper with the elections and.
I will say there does seem to have been widespread fraud in Middle Earth that may have changed the result of the Middle Earth elections.
It may have.
We can say that. We can say that because apparently all other elections are fine to talk about. That's why we're doing this stream. You know, it's a nice break from all the other topics. It's a good look into the politics of Middle Earth.
Fortunately, some elves. I've actually been working behind the scenes and actually put together as much of the evidence as they can, and they've put it together on a very nice site called hereistheevidence.com. And not that I would know anything about this sort of plurality of evidence that doesn't exist according to the orcs, but I don't know. There's an awful lot of writing. An awful lot of sources on this particular.
There's a lot of sources and evidence here, yeah.
I mean, I don't know if you can see how much, but when they say that there was no evidence of electoral fraud by the orcs, I don't know.
Oh, we should also get up our legal disclaimer here.
Ah, this is a good point. Yes. Hold on, let me make sure that is available and visible.
We do have a legally binding legal waiver here.
Yes.
The in Minecraft defense is one of the most powerful defenses in modern law.
Yes. It's up there with the Chewbacca defense.
Yes, it is up there with the Chewbacca defense in great pieces of electoral law. As you can see here, as our lawyer has laid out for us, any resemblance to past or present elections in this stream is purely coincidental. All these events take place in a hypothetical Middle Earth on a Minecraft server. Please bear that in mind going forward.
And I've been told to say by people that it is important to note that that orc lives matter, of course.
Yes, orc lives do indeed matter. We endorse this. We endorse Orc History Month and their many, many, many contributions to the rich tapestry of Middle Earth.
Yes, their culture is one that keeps Middle Earth interesting. I think, in fact, it's a culture that drives many other cultures, such as the White Riders, etc. Wouldn't need to exist if it weren't for orcs. It's a whole symbiotic relationship.
We have someone in the chat there saying that orcs aren't people. I mean, by definition, they aren't people, but you can't say that. Come on, you can't say that. It's not on. It's oppressive. Just because orcs technically aren't people doesn't mean you can say that they aren't people.
I did have, but I unfortunately it's been removed. There was a statistics analysis done on racial IQ bit differences between the humans and the orcs and the goblins, and surprisingly the goblins do very, very well, but orcs apparently are very sort of very low. But I can't source it; it has been removed from the internet for some reason.
The Middle Earth internet.
The bell curve is apparently been removed from from this, but yes, no, dorks are definitely people, and any suggestion that they aren't is clearly terrible. But shall we actually have a look at the details of what we've seen so far in the Middle
Earth? Yes, we should. Before we do, I will say I will shill that we do already have a donation here.
Oh, thank you very much.
In fact, we have a couple of donations here. Thank you, guys. And I will be reading these throughout. I will be reading these throughout the stream. We do have a Streamlabs set up, so you've probably seen it, but your donation will pop up on screen. Yes, it is only the default Streamlabs notification. I'm trying to, as we've only been streaming for a couple of weeks, I'm trying to figure out a way to make that a bit better. But I'll shilling in the chat there too. But if you want to throw us some shekels, it's very welcome. We have a $5 donation here again from HK9410, the little rifle that could. This will be my last donation for a while, as I have to save up to acquire an AK-105 for research purposes. Sometimes it's nice to live in a yeehaw state in Burgerland. Oh wow! So he is gonna make his rifle a reality.
So it's a good bit of research. That's valuable research, and yeah.
Don't let your memes be dreams, my dude. Yeah. That's quite wonderful.
Mm.
And we've got a $3 donation here from Gorkamoli. I quite like that. The same people who complained about Sauron rigging the election against Saruman the White think it's impossible to have stolen it from Theoden King. SMH. Yes. It's a bit of an irony there. Socially Saruman needs to be a meme now. We need to make Socially Saruman a thing.
he did make sure that orcs and, he went for the I don't know if I can stand for this, because he was desperately trying to create a super race.
Okay. He's eugenics.
He was big eugenics.
The Uruk-hai are big brain eugenics, I agree.
Yes. But maybe the Uruk-hai are the future that the world needs.
Well, Let's go with it, with the subject at hand here.
Okay.
So the Middle Earth election. What's the background here then?
So what we've had is so far we had the election, and everything seemed to be going swimmingly until a point in that election in the middle of the night, when all the counts were stopped, and it's caused havoc ever since then, because it all stopped, and then suddenly hundreds of thousands of votes appeared magically. And literally magically, I think.
They appeared in the Shire, they appeared in Rivendell, they appeared in Rohan, you know. Everyone was tucked up in their little beds in Middle Earth.
No.
And as they did, you know, all this counting and all these observers were supposed to stop, and the observers were supposed to go home. But in the middle of the night, I'm sure it's completely legitimate, but the orcs were still counting votes. They were still counting votes. And,
votes appeared. As one of the premier magicians in Middle Earth, I think I know I wasn't the one doing it. And there
you,
must
you know
have been.
You know magic when you see
I
it.
I know magic when I see it, and I saw magic that night. And I know it wasn't me. And I think we're going to have to look at some other wizards in Middle Earth for maybe they've been involved in this. But
we'll have
it,
to see.
It does seem we've got had what it says here is we've got cases still in Elven Supreme Courts, and yet to be decided upon. Evidence of widespread orcish fraud, or orcs dragging boxes of ballots out from under the table, caught on camera. The Shire, Rivendell, Rohan are all suing Gondor for certifying illegal elections. And it's more now. It's almost all of Middle Earth have turned.
Have the dwarves got involved?
I believe I just heard the dwarves of the Lonely Mountain have recently kicked in, and it's everyone wants to know what's going off. And also we have actual video evidence of ballots being shipped in directly from Mordor.
From Mordor, yes. But apparently that was debunked. On Middle Earth Snopes, you know, the fact checker, the magic fact checker. That's apparently not true. Apparently, the video evidence that clearly shows something clearly doesn't show it, even though it's on video.
now let's be fair. Videos can be edited. I know I can go out with a video camera right now. And video camera, you know, video something, edit the date, send it up, and say it's one thing, and it could be completely set up. So
that isn't what they're arguing though about this case in Middle Earth. Isn't what they're arguing. Mm-hmm. They're arguing that the footage is 100% legitimate, and what you're seeing is real. Just what you're seeing isn't what you think you're seeing. Just like the crowds, you know, the crowds for Aragorn you saw during the election, that they weren't real, you know. And Sauron hiding in his tower, not coming out of his tower, and
never.
Not talking to people,
never coming out of his
having
tower.
His campaign events, and having all the orcs through in the countryside. That you didn't see that either. That's that you know your perceptions can't be trusted. Yes, Palantir has been debunked.
Palantir. Yes, Palantir does not exist.
The Palantir evidence is not admissible in the Middle Earth courts. So going forward, we may see an overturning of this result. There's still a good chance that Aragorn could be Middle Earth president.
I think so. There certainly seems to be a lot of evidence for it, but we've also seen a lot of things thrown out of court lately.
If they obey the Middle Earth Constitution, you know he should be. Because in all these places in the Shire and in Rivendell and Rohan, they weren't holding elections according to their local laws.
Yes, laws were changed illegally or improperly, shall we say? Illegally would suggest that they did it on purpose to try and muddy the water, and they may have just been an awful lot of oops, what a mistake to make. I'm trying to be kind here, but there seems to be an awful lot of dodgy shit that's happened, and you know, frankly, who can trust an orc anyway? I mean, have you seen them?
oh dear, that's Middle Earth species race. I don't know. They call them the races of men, so I'm assuming that we can call that Middle Earth racism. But,
yeah, I know. Well, yeah. Last time I had a run-in with orcs, they tried to eat me.
Well,
so
that is true. There's no That is true, but I'm pretty sure you tricked them and they turned to stone. No, wait, they were trolls.
Those were trolls.
Same thing.
Yes.
The stream is very, very orcist. Ah, oh, dear. All right, shall we? Well, we've talked about the Middle-earth election now. Maybe we can...
Goblin subversion, if you like, that has been going off.
Yeah, it's really been the goblins. The goblins are behind all of this. It's the global... The global financial elite of the goblin class. But,
The Dark Elves were involved in it as well, though. I believe some members of the Rohan Congress have had quite a lot of contact, shall we say, intimate contact with some Dark Elves that we know of that has recently come to light. Do you want to discuss that? Because I believe.
But we've gone over the Middle Earth portion now. We can now talk about, you know, the undisputed facts of what is actually going on in the US election.
Okay.
Because there's nothing controversial there, really. There's a lot of factual stuff, a lot of dry factual stuff here. But we're not saying anybody won. We're not saying anybody's gonna over unlike in Middle Earth,
mm-hmm.
where there is definitely a huge amount of fraud that could change the result. Unlike in Middle Earth. Well, we're just going to report on some of the dry facts here.
Yep.
In real Earth, actual Earth.
Yeah. So
oh
that Senator Feinstein then.
shall we start with some background?
Okay.
We could do that. We could start with some background with the Feinstein stuff because that's a good lead in.
It's not bad. It's not bad because apparently, Senator Feinstein had a Chinese spy working for her. Now,
for 20 years.
I was going to say, this isn't actually that unusual for various people to suddenly, you know, in high places like Congress, like big business and defense contractors, to suddenly find the Chinese person that they had working for them was actually a spy and has been stealing their information for a
long
time.
Oh, no!
This is very, very, very regular in the world in general. Any big business or any political organization, other governments are going to spy. Spy games happen. You know, America spied on the German Chancellor. It's not even something that that people do to their enemies. It's spy games happen. But to have a spy working for you for 20 years.
They also attempted to cover it up as well as the big thing.
Mm-hmm.
It was they were very, very scant on the details. They initially denied it happened. There's been, again, if you look on Snopes on this, they try and debunk it because they say, oh no, it was just a staffer. It wasn't, you know, the claim that people made is that it's a staffer that used to drive Diane Feinstein around. He wasn't technically, quote-unquote, her driver. But because the articles and stuff said, oh, Diane Feinstein had a driver for 20 years who was a Chinese spy, they focus on the driver aspect rather than the Chinese spy aspect.
Mm-hmm.
That's how these fucking fact-checkers try and get you. It's like, well, he wasn't technically her driver, but he was a Chinese spy who worked for her for 20 years. It's just like, come the fuck on, guys. Come the fuck on, my dudes. This is pretty pathetic.
I mean, it doesn't take... Oh, it was just sat in the front of the car, and the you know, the windows are always wound up, and people were discussing stuff in the back. He wouldn't have heard it. And it's not like Chinese spies could have listening devices that they would place in that vehicle to listen into all of those very, very private conversations that only happen in the back of limos where nobody can hear. He would have gotten a ton of information. Ton of information. And it's not just Feinstein that's been, shall we say, sharing information or sharing sensitive parts of themselves with the Chinese spy infrastructure.
No, because, it's come out this week that it's multiple Chinese spies, but most notably a spy literally called Fang Fang.
Fang Fang.
Which sounds like a me love you long time joke.
Yes.
Oh dear.
Apparently she went by the name of Christina Fang, whilst Christine rather, Fang. worse than in the Western world. But
Shall we? Which is the article? Is it the Axios? I think it's the Axios article, which is the best one here.
I got the Axios article up. I do.
We'll switch over from the overstream because we need to have the other, yeah, the a little sidebar on, which I'm still a lot of this stuff I just knock up in like 2 seconds on Photoshop. So generally it's a little bit rough sometimes, but yeah, it's oh, and thank you, Trey, as well, for the art in the background of the Middle Earth slides was actually some original artwork you have, wasn't it, Trey?
It's literally artwork I have hanging on my wall. It's done by a an artist who we bought some art from a long, long time ago. He does he actually does art covers for heavy metal albums. But he got a ton of Middle Earth art that has ended up on my wall, so I we put some clips of it, some bits of it, but it's all original charcoal. It's very, very good. And yeah. Raymond Gregory, I think his name is, if memory serves.
Huh.
But
Well, that's good to know.
a little sideline there. Yes,
If you like the art, that's who made it. And
yes, I
it's
enjoy
some
some
nice
art.
pieces Trigg has on his wall. I think they work very well in that context. But yeah, it's was it Eric Swalwell?
So Eric Swalwell did, in fact, let me go back through these because we had this one from who is this? San Francisco CBS local, which is the Dianne Feinstein spy who worked for her.
Yes.
And you know,
I
stuff.
mean, this is established fact.
Yes. Again, this is
You
CNN
can't.
Politics one talking about Swalwell.
Snopes can't debunk this. No matter how hard they try to obfuscate. I can never say that word. I can
Obfuscate.
never say it on. Yes, I can never say it on
Obfuscate.
stream.
Yeah.
I can never say it on. I can say it fine off stream. You've heard me say it off stream countless times. I just can't say it on stream. It's like when I kept calling Jordan Peterson Jordan Pedersen because I've been watching too much Forgotten Weapons.
Yeah, no, I think it's obfuscate's a bugger of a word. It's B and V really close to each other. And then
Yes,
we've
it is.
got this, as you said, the Axios document. Suspected Chinese targeted Californian politicians. Well, they knew they would find a friendly ear and perhaps some degenerates to shag.
The thing is, if you scroll down there, you'll see the picture of this Fang Fang person, the whole bunch of Democratic mayors. Apparently, she was the fucking Chinese town bicycle with Democratic politicians. And apparently, she also took part in fundraising activities for Swalwell, which is a big fucking no-no. I mean, they didn't find any illegal contributions, but having a Chinese spy doing fundraising activities for you is not a good look.
Nope. See, here's the thing, and I know the honeypot is an old meme with regards the spy game in general. You know, the spies will shag their way to the top and find whoever they can, sleep with them just for their information. But that's true. That, and we've seen it an awful lot
That is
in
very
industry.
true.
You send people out to work in Hong Kong, and they will immediately have themselves a Chinese girlfriend. They will then dump their wife and then go and work in China. And every single time, it's a Chinese agent that's doing it. They will, you know, they will recruit the pretty ones. The Stasi used to do that. The KGB used to do that. The CIA, MI6, every freaking one does it. Yeah, it's the same old thing. Pretty girl goes up to an average-looking bloke in a position of power. She's probably a spy.
Yes. Or a trap.
Or a trap. That's, you know, your area of expertise. But yeah, no,
Oh, dear me.
it's a mess. I mean, she's not a bad-looking lass.
Eh.
Well, I know, you'd go, eh, no dick.
That's pretty average looking Chinese Asian. Well, to be fair, not to get too spicy, but a lot of Chinese women don't exactly look particularly attractive.
They
Let's be
have
frank.
this sort of, they look very, very young for a very long period of time, and that
And
youthful
then they
look.
look very, very old all of a sudden.
Oh yeah, suddenly, fum. You know, I wouldn't say white beard, but they don't go white beard unless they're Chinese trap. Then maybe. I don't know. I want to bring up a "you shall not pass" meme, but it's not quite right.
You shall not pass. No, it's yeah. These politicians seem to have like yellow fever for very mediocre Asian women. But it's yeah, it's amazing how many people's she managed to like just by virtue of being, I guess, a mildly pretty girl, managed to get access to all of these people. The thing is, with the way the Chinese Communist Party is and the way the Democrats have had such close ties to them in many cases, it's not a stretch to say that some of this is sometimes, if not deliberate, then at least kind of ignored. Like the Feinstein case especially, they tried to minimize that. They really tried to hide that. They got really reamed for it. They really fucked up. But it seems wherever a Democrat is, a Chinese communist is not far behind them.
Certainly seems to be that way. I mean, I hesitate to say possibly not all, but it does seem to be a lot of them. And as soon as
Hashtag not all.
hashtag not all, as soon as they get into power, I mean, shall we mention the mess that Hunter Biden's in and everyone's gone quiet about for weeks and weeks over the election that now seems to have all come back out again? How?
It does. It does. Before you proceed a little bit, we have a few more donations here to
Oh, okay.
read. They're coming in pretty fast, guys. Thank you very much. Again, link in the
Yes.
chat. Gotta shill that shills. But we have a $2 donation here from Morkai. Pop down a kiwi farms for your daily milk, and remember Cabal prevails. Yes.
Yes.
The cows are always ripe for the milking down there. We got one from Holo 1916 saying, the toxic elven beauty standards of humanity, of harmony and purity, sorry, from corruption is problematic. Saruman of many colors. Quoting, yeah, he's saying that Saruman's saying things are problematic.
Sounds about
We
right.
got a that's a $5 donation there from Olo, thank you very much, and a $6 donation here from Jesus Fried Christ. I do like that name, that is a great
Yes,
name.
it is.
3,000 votes for 3,000 votes for Vigor Kangs Under the Sky, 700,000 votes for Dem Lords in the Halls of Stone. 900,000 for Dead Men Doomed to Vote. 100,000 for the Dark Lord Soros on his Dark Throne. In the District of Columbia, where the swamps lie. Oh,
Well done, sir.
beautiful. Beautiful. Absolutely amazing. Thank you, Jesus Christ Christ. Oh, dear.
Oh, well
That
done.
is a wonderful post.
Oh, that's thrown me.
It's very good. It's very good.
Yes, love that. So, what are we on to next? We've got the Axios. Let's have a look a bit further down this. Is there much else to see here other than dark elves clearly invading decent Rohan? Oh, not decent Rohan spies, just.
Well, it's a case of it's quite funny. A lot of these people are backing it. Like, a lot of these people have been shown to have Chinese links and have to keep distancing themselves from them. But we have a couple of kind of ancillary stories as well. There's one here from, again, using CNN, but people seem to like us using mainstream sources because otherwise people complain, eh, it's not a real source. But there's a article here I linked from CNN, if you have that one up, the one about Facebook.
The one about Facebook. Yes, hold on.
Yes, it seems that the states are taking things into their own hands, which is actually quite impressive. We'll see a bit more of that later, but it's a number of states have actually sued Facebook with an they've hit them with an antitrust lawsuit.
Yes.
And says the US government says in a the Facebook must
Got
be
away.
broken up. And that was in, I think it was the state sued first, and now the US government is saying that Facebook must be broken up. Which I agree with, it's far past time. They have a monopoly in the social media space. I would argue the big one to break up, well, the big two to break up, though, are Google and Amazon. Google and Amazon desperately need breaking up. Amazon's retail business needs breaking up from its delivery business.
Yes.
They need to be disallowed access to the US Postal Service because they are exploiting that. They need to separate Amazon Prime and Amazon Data Services and Amazon Hosting from Amazon. All of this, and then its technology, its kind of patents and other areas, need to go with one of those companies or the other. The vertically integrated Amazon as it stands needs to be broken up.
Yes.
Because even though it doesn't have a monopoly in a single area, it has market commanding positions in multiple areas. And to be fair, it does have a virtual monopoly on the online retail space. It is insane.
And I'll tell you what, it's also, and I'm going to be a complete capitalist here. If the shareholders are listening, shareholders of Amazon and the owners of Amazon, but Jeff, listen to this, man. Split it up, you'll end up running 50 companies instead of one. And each one of them is going to make you even more money because the selling of them will boost the share prices. This is a classic example of it will be good for the goose and good for the gander. Everybody needs it and it will be good for the shareholders. Break it up. Same with Google. Shatter it. Everyone will come out of winner.
A lot of these are also, they're big behemoth companies that are too unwieldy to steer, and they end up getting the ire of special interests and governments. You don't have that problem if you have a lot of smaller businesses that are technically, not related to each other. It's kind of like what happened with Fox and the breaking up and breaking down of the Murdoch empires. Because he used to get a lot of this stuff, and he basically decided to do that. He decided to sell off a lot of his stuff. He broke up a lot of the media stuff, and it's all kind of that's gone away now.
Yeah, he made fortunes in it too.
He did, yes. Apart from people complaining about Fox News, no one really talks about the Murdoch media anymore because it's not really a thing.
No, if they shatter, I mean, even YouTube. Take what's happening in YouTube with the. I know we're going off track here, but YouTube is currently under attack from Jörg Sprave and his gigantic German union that he's brought in on this. And they're now pressuring YouTube for workers' rights and things like pensions and sick pay, which is hilarious because YouTube is just not set up for any of that. Now, if you had YouTube America and YouTube Germany and YouTube France and YouTube England, YouTube Germany could handle that. Yeah, they could go, okay, let's consider ourselves this in this country. But you tried to tell YouTube Global that in Germany, these people have to have these rights. They're just going to go, no. And Germany will not be allowed to have YouTube providers or content creators or something like that. You break it up, it's capable because smaller is more reactive or is more flexible. They want YouTubers in UK to have what was it they wanted it to basically be considered to be broadcasters like the BBC and CNN and ITV etc, didn't they? Do you remember that? It was like, I think it was last year or the year before, they were trying to stop content providers in the UK being able to provide content because they'll need a
broadcast license.
A broadcast license, which is really expensive.
it's like over 10 grand, isn't it?
It just totally kills YouTube on the spot for England. although it doesn't because people just use VPNs. But you then have people having to deny they live in England when they blatantly do, just because they've put up a YouTube video of them playing PUBG. Or, oh, look, here's me playing Cyberpunk. Isn't it cool?
£10,000,
please. Yeah. Good game.
But yeah, the US government finally seems to be making some noises of action towards the breaking up of these extremely obvious tech monopolies that almost everyone agrees is a problem. Like I know the left like using them for their own ends, but when you talk to them about the whole capitalist angle of it, yeah, they think that's a problem.
Yeah, it is a problem. The thing is, they are stifling the whole of the internet at the present moment. It is very difficult for someone. If I had sat there and spent the last year tapping away at home and gone, hey, you know what? I've created a fantastic browser. This browser is going to be the best browser in the world. There's no way I'm going to actually get that product onto market because Google's got that and Microsoft's got it. And the larger the company and these monopolies destroy local businesses and small businesses. We know this. It's not exactly a radical idea I'm proposing here. And yet the internet is totally monopolized
Pretty
by Google
basic,
and Amazon.
Yeah.
Totally monopolized.
It's really simple. Don't let companies have monopolies. It's why antitrust exists. It's what fucking Teddy Roosevelt was about.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the most, well, I don't know, maybe Andrew Jackson is a good contender for most beast president, but Teddy's up there. The mm-hmm. good Roosevelt, not the one who basically ruined America. I know he's a World War II hero, but goddamn.
Uh-huh.
Goddamn FDR was a problem. And a lot of what we're seeing today is FDR's fault. But that's another stream.
Oh, yeah, that's
the time. I want to do my fuck FDR stream at some point. Just fuck FDR.
That could be quite fun. Yeah.
Crippled, degenerate fuck.
Damn. Also, Woodrow Wilson. Yes.
Anyway. Oh, dear, yes. Fuck Woodrow Wilson, too. We can talk about Lyndon Johnson as well. 100 years! Oh, dear me. But we can get to the actual big news of this week, finally. The big tamale, which is the multiple state lawsuit.
Ooh, the multiple state lawsuit, indeed. Let's see what we've got here. Because I've got, is it 17 states now? And I think it might even be more. It seems to every time I look at it.
It's 17 states plus Texas, so it's 18. I'm seeing some places saying 19 as well.
Yep.
It's basically half the union is suing, what is it? It's Pennsylvania, Georgia,
Michigan, and Wisconsin.
Michigan, Wisconsin, and Nevada is also, even though Nevada is supposed to be certified, quote-unquote, Nevada has joined this lawsuit, weirdly enough. And I think Nevada is named in the law. I think Nevada's, like, joining a lawsuit to sue itself.
That's pretty based. That's the we the people versus the state, though, isn't it? Is this a we the people type of deal? Or is it the actual states itself? It's the states.
It's the states themselves. It's the AGs. It's the attorney generals of all of these states are alleging unfair election terms and illegal elections were held.
You mean there are attorney generals that Soros hasn't placed? Good God. Is he aware of this?
He's missed a few of them, yeah.
He's missed a few, damn.
Well, okay, the big point about this, people say, okay, who cares, another lawsuit. The big point about this is what the Democrats tried to do, and what the Democrats' ex-vice judges tried to do, is it's difficult with the Supreme Court because they can't hear evidence that hasn't been heard in lower courts. So what the Democrats' judges were doing was saying that Republicans couldn't present evidence. They were dismissing lawsuits before evidence was presented. It was insane. Some of this stuff is insane and will probably lead to ramifications later. So to really get round this, the states have sued directly. So this is now an interstate dispute, basically half the union suing five of the states. And the reason that's important is that this is the only type of lawsuit the Supreme Court can hear directly. This doesn't have to go through lower courts because it can't, because there are no lower courts it can go through. You can't sue, you know, Texas can't sue Georgia in Texas because that's a conflict of interest. Same way that Georgia couldn't sue Texas in Georgia, it's a conflict of interest.
So it has to go to the federal court.
So this means that new evidence to be presented. These cases don't have to rely on evidence from lower courts. The legal play here really is to try and get the wealth of evidence we have been seeing. You link the page there in our jokey section.
And the wealth of evidence is, I mean, it's gigantic. I'm just scrolling up and up and up and up and up here. To say that there is no evidence, is to discount a hell of a lot of sources. Now, some of these sources are just links to a Twitter page where someone said something. But a lot of them are documents and court rulings and stats. But anyway.
Yes, and there's, what is it? I think they've given up giving out numbers about signed affidavits now because there's literally thousands of them.
Mm-hmm. I mean, all of this down here is rated 1 to 4 on admissibility. If it's got a 4, it's admissible. And that's on the right hand side. It's a lot of it, as you say, they've gotten halfway down it, unverified in new submissions, and that's 3/4, if not more, of it has been unverified yet. They haven't checked it out. It's There's a lot for them to hear before the electors sit. That's what I'm going to say. You know, I try to go through evidence, and it takes hours to read through the shit. And then cross-reference it, and then check it.
So, it does. It's a big undertaking, but the problem is that the Democrats are going to suffer because what the Republicans can do is actually use all of the shit that's been going on in lower courts as evidence for this. They can show that there has been just widespread resistance and an attempt to suppress evidence on an industrial scale by Democrat lawmakers and Democrat judges.
Yes.
It really adds fuel to the fire, especially the decisions. There was one in Pennsylvania that said, we acknowledge these votes are illegal, but we don't want to disenfranchise people, so we're not going to invalidate the illegal votes. Crazy shit like that.
Even though the illegal votes existing literally disenfranchises voters. If I produce three illegal votes and you produce one legal one, your legal one is disenfranchised on the spot.
In fact, my legal one and someone else's is disenfranchised.
Exactly. It's leaving them standing is an affront to democracy, and the fact that they've left them standing is just unbelievable. The election is, it needs to be reheld at that point if it's worth having.
I also want to say that safe harbor is not a constitutional thing. It's a lot of people get very caught up on points of procedure. Yeah. The election isn't over. The idea that this is now that Joe Biden is now the certified leader of next leader of America and that nothing can change that is insane. Just like the idea that, you know, a lot of people got nervous until the inauguration, because until Trump was inaugurated in 2016, he wasn't president. He wasn't guaranteed to be president. That's why a lot of people were nervous during that period. And you're right to be nervous during that period, because legal things like this can happen. Mm-hmm. And it's a case of here that there may be, you know, the Supreme Court has to hear this yet. And there will be a battle over this. And this is a lot of evidence that hasn't really been reviewed by a neutral court yet. The problem is, a lot of the time you'll get a court, you know, giving someone a glowing, glowing win, the Trump camp, and then immediately an appeals court that's packed with Democrats will immediately strike it down and say that not only is it struck down, but its evidence should never have been presented in the first place. They're basically trying to stop it from getting to the Supreme Court in an extremely obvious way, which I find kind of weird, because it's not going to look good on... It wasn't ever going to look good on them if it ever did get to the Supreme Court, because they know how that works, and they can see, you know, what is and isn't judicial activism and what is and isn't a good ruling. And the more it looks like a partisan conspiracy, the better chance I think the Republicans have. So I think that was a misplay on their part.
Yeah. I mean, I've said this several times in the past, that when your state, when your country is having an election, your country is at serious risk. All of these checks and balances, all of these legal issues we're seeing now, are part of the catch net for when that election is hinky. For when you go, okay, we've done this and it seems a bit iffy, then this all kicks in before we get to the point of deciding who actually won it, because it's iffy. The fact that these things are running means that the system is kind of working. It means it's been under attack. Now, if these systems don't work, and this attack that we can all see it. I mean, that vertical spike on the night was patently obvious.
They're trying to talk people out of it, is the thing. Yeah.
Every single one of these pieces of evidence, all of the, you know, election, sorry, boxes of ballots being wheeled in at night and being read, those are all in that small period of time where that vertical spike happens. This has all been what the hell happened at this particular point in time, that very small period, and investigating it. And it's right that we do that. It's right that this all goes off. The fact that people are trying to stop it and say, no, the election stands, that is, as far as I'm concerned, it's tantamount to saying, to trying to stop that investigation going through. So
yeah,
if they'd said, fine, we'll look at the evidence, and then made a ruling based on the evidence, and then that's one thing. Well, they haven't. They've basically thrown a lot of this stuff out of court. They've found whatever loophole they can to throw it out and go, no, it's inadmissible because of whatever legal loophole. And that's why it's important for the Supreme Court to look at it. Really is. It's fucking vital. Because if Joe Biden does appear to be the most popular president in United States history and has pulled in more votes than Obama from his basement without going out, I mean, every time he went out and spoke, he just mumbled stuff.
I mean, they nearly got run off the road. Like, they were complaining about being run off the road by people in Texas.
Yeah.
Like, they got curb stomped by the pickup truck brigade. It was like his campaign went from the absurd to the pathetic, honestly.
Yeah, to think that he brought in more votes than Biden, than Obama, rather. If you remember the buzz that was around with Obama, I mean, sure, those people like me sat there going, who's this Obama guy? Well, this is really fucking fishy. Why aren't more people asking questions? This guy's, holy shit, he's been fucking mentored by the Weather Underground. This guy's a really bad idea. How has he got in? Etc. But ignore.
Yeah. It's just like, who's this weird guy you're being told to join a cult for?
Yeah. Holy shit, have you seen the people that fucking trained him?
Yeah. I know about the Weather Underground and all that shit.
Guys in chat, look it up. Research the Weather Underground. You tell me what you think. I'm not going to tell you. But yeah, that was Obama, and he had fucking massive. You know, it's time for a change. Everyone in the country was buzzing about it. Even over here in the UK, people were buzzing about Obama for some reason.
Biden, change.
Yeah.
Sorry. It's like...
Yeah, literally. But literally, it was fucking Randy Marsh running around shouting change at everything. Biden was kind of... he was the most unimpressive presidential run I've ever seen in my life. And he won? Nah. Don't buy
it. The one whilst losing ground massively in the House and not retaking the Senate. So.
Yeah, all of the Bailey, what is it they call it, Bailey weather indicators. All of them were
all the
wrong.
Bellwether states. Yeah, Bellwether, Ohio and Florida are supposed to be... Ohio, I guess, is more red state these days, but North Carolina and Florida are supposed to be Bellwether states now.
Yeah.
And he narrowly won North Carolina, and he very convincingly won Florida.
Ohio is another one. This is it. All of the indicators led to... You know, pointed to Donald Trump winning a second term. He'd got the incumbent advantage, and how did all of these Republicans make all these wins left, right, and center when the presidential election lost? It's just madness. No,
yeah,
no.
Against the most popular president in American history, guys.
Yeah, I do like the fact that if they do overturn it and find that Biden was fixing it, that title will have to go to Donald Trump. Because he also beat Obama. That's the other
he
thing.
Did.
We had the most popular president twice this year. Both of them most popular. How did that happen?
It's an interesting one, eh? There's a lot of statistical impossibilities going on here.
Yeah, let's have a look
at...
A
huge amount of statistical impossibilities.
How did they do it? Their rallies? I'm assuming there were both massive crowds at both rallies for both of these people. Oh, no, that's right. Biden couldn't pull in more than five people and was standing there sucking his wife's finger.
Well, we can go into some more misleading news in a sec, but we have another donation here from Wayahi. I don't know how you say that. Sorry. It's $5 donation. Now a word from our sponsor, Kiwi Farms. When your coffee is too bitter, when your tea isn't quite right, head on down to Kiwi Farms and get yourself some milk that's extra extra ripe. Now try our Scrump line of products. Creamy crab, tangy, trap berry, and blueberry bucket.
Oh, that's the cabal. Oh, thank you, guys.
Thank you very much, guys.
Do you know the Kiwi, Kiki Farm meme, where that comes from? It's very, very cabal-centric. Apparently, it's breast milk.
Sorry, I've been reading it. It's Kiwi Farms.
Yeah,
I thought we were talking about low-cow milk. Oh, sorry, Kiki Farms.
It's Kiki Farms.
I'm very sorry, guys. I'm very sorry I've been reading... It's Kiki Farms. Mm-hmm. It's cabal. Thank you. Sorry, I know about Kiki. I actually know about the Kiki milk meme as well. I'm just being retarded.
Yeah.
I just can't. I can't read.
I can't read, nigga.
Oh dear. Anyway, it's
Even
thank
more
thanks for your
satire.
donation. Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you for your donations, guys. And wow, yeah, this is oof. It's been a good few weeks of streaming. People have told me to make content, and now I'm making content. So I'm glad people are actually responding to it.
Yeah, we're doing. I think we're doing really well. That's
It's thanks a lot, guys.
yeah.
You've been very good, very gracious. The other big story this week, really, if you want to go over it, there's a couple. What do you want to cover first, then, Trey? Shall we cover the Pennsylvania lawsuit that the media made a big deal out of that they lied about again, or the glowy boys getting yeeted, basically?
I mean, I'm always going to lean towards the glory boys getting yeeted because that just brings a very big smile to my face. But maybe we should save that till
We'll do that
last.
last. We'll do that
Okay.
last because we're going to get some memes on for that one.
Yeah. So where is it? What are we doing? The Pennsylvania one. Well, let's find that one. So, links. Where is that one? I use it.
No, Mochi, that was not a gamer word. We were talking about the dirty, dirty riggers.
Yes.
And all their rigging they've been doing.
Yes, I would never say a gamer word on stream.
Never.
That's
Oh, dear me. Neither would I, Trig. You know I'm a good boy.
So where's this Pennsylvania? Did you give send me a link on that one? I'm
It's the
just.
Supreme Court case stuff. They really did make a big meal out of it. There's the docket stuff, and there's the I don't think I linked this properly. It's
Oh,
there's a Supreme Court tweet as well. There's like a Supreme Court update to it. I'm up on the wrong. Oh, there, it's from the SCOTUS blog one.
ah,
It
hold
says Supreme Court has directed a Pennsylvania Republican Congress. There it is. Sorry guys, we're in live switching, and we do tend to keep a lot of links open for this one, so.
yeah, that's the Texas one. All right, have I got it here? I
It's a
don't know.
tweet from the SCOTUS blog.
Oh, it's a tweet from the SCOTUS blog. There we go. Sorry. Being dumb for a second. Yes, I have a browser that has just got about 20 plus links open. I have to flick through them to drag them across.
Fine, we're usually pretty smooth with this. This is all live, guys. Do keep our poor boomer brains in mind.
I have a boomer moment at least once a stream, but it's minor usually. Okay, here we go. Supreme Court has rejected a Pennsylvania Republican congressman's request to prevent Pennsylvania from certifying his presidential election results in favor of Joe Biden. This case is different from the lawsuit filed by the state of Texas this morning. So yeah,
Yes.
this is new. Yes, the application for injunctive relief presented to the Justice Alito has referred to the court is denied.
It is the thing is though, this is very specific. A lot of them were saying that the lawsuit itself was thrown out. It wasn't. And the reasoning given for what happened is, again, we've got to get into the legal weeds sometimes with these. But this was an application to prevent the certification of election in Pennsylvania, and it was an application for what is called emergency injunctive relief, which means that they would immediately grant an injunction to prevent the certification from taking place because time constraints apply. That is a bit of a emergency injunctive relief is quite of a hard thing to get because it's quite an extreme legal measure. And he was the guy who was told in the lower courts that his case had merit, but the higher court said, oh, time limits and all this. That's why he's applied for emergency injunctive relief. The reason the injunctive relief was denied is actually interesting because they said it wouldn't affect the election result on its own. That's part of why this Texas suit has been filed. So if these accusations in this lawsuit could actually be rolled into that Texas suit, if they can bring the legal case that was brought with this case along with the state suing, which they could very easily fold it into it that way, they could very easily fold the accusations in. The lower courts already said that this case has a lot of merit to it. That's why they kicked it up to the higher courts. And it's one of the few cases where evidence was allowed to be presented. So this is an interesting one. It's not the every time this happens, every time a lawsuit is either denied or something is kicked up to a higher court, the media always celebrates and says that all of Trump's lawsuits have been thrown out. That is
Yeah.
the the bottom line that they stick to, that is the narrative, that he has no lawsuits that have succeeded, which isn't true. He's had a few victories, but a lot of them always, it will always get appealed either way. You know, Trump gets a victory in a lower court, the Democrats immediately appeal it, Trump loses in a lower court, Trump immediately appeals it. So these are always going to hit the Supreme Court, all of them.
Yeah.
And this is a single case in which someone applied for emergency injunctive relief. The case itself has not been dismissed. The lawsuit itself is not over, but he was denied the injunctive relief on an emergency basis because it would not change the certification of the national election. And it would be quite an extreme measure for essentially an empty gesture if it was simply just this. But in the context of the 17, well, I guess 19 state lawsuit now, because someone just said Arizona was the latest one to join, which is interesting because Arizona, again, may have its election decertified too if all of this takes place. In the event that, you know, is argued and is successful, this may be part of it. So, again, a lot of it is people not understanding how the law works, not understanding how the Supreme Court works, not understanding, you know, cases, you know, being heard in court versus emergency injunctive relief. It's an interesting case of media misinformation and the media bending the truth in a situation where it is not really applicable. No one is really explaining this properly because it's in their interest to pretend that, oh, Trump got it to the Supreme Court, and by the way, Trump lost. That's the narrative. It wasn't Trump, actually. This was a third party suing on behalf of basically Pennsylvania residents. So this is not a Trump lawsuit at all. They've been getting around that by saying Trump ally lawsuit. Again, lots of euphemisms, lots of fact checkers and debunkers coming out saying that this means it's all debunked. I do like the debunker meme.
Yeah.
Always makes me laugh.
I'm gonna debunk! Yes.
So I'm not sure. What's your take on all this?
My take on this is, much like all we've seen for the last couple of weeks, is through the press, you get a very, very biased spin every single time any case has been lost. It's all, oh, lol, Trump, you know, Trump is going to lose, etc. Nobody's actually doing, from what I've seen, apart from maybe people like Breitbart, nobody's covering the other side that we're trying to throw some light on at the moment that
well, people have been talking about stuff like One American News as well.
Yeah,
I think.
Yeah,
has been very popular since the decline of Fox News's viewership. Sorry,
yeah,
go on, that's a bit of a
no, but Fox News totally cucked on this whole thing. They've fallen in line. Nobody's actually looking at the details of the case and going, well, actually, what you're seeing here is essentially lawfare, and you'll know by the time it gets to the Supreme Court. And then that decision is made. And until then, don't buy into the media narrative. They are desperate, as we've seen with YouTube slapping this sort of editorial guidance up, that they're very, very keen to have one side out there and only that side in the media. Nobody wants to sort of say, actually, the amount of evidence is actually quite weighty, and it's just been... What's happened is all of it has been fractured and thrown up all over across the United States in 100 different court cases, or 51 court cases. But the weight of the whole needs to go to the Supreme Court, and that's what's happening with what Texas is doing and some other things. There are a lot of people that need to go to jail for this. There's a lot of evidence that we're not even seeing behind, you know, who signed up. Who signed Dominion up? Who's, you know, been involved with Chinese spies, etc. Biden thing, all of it has gone silent for the last couple of months whilst the election took place, and it's all starting to come back up again now.
Oh, shit. Pennsylvania State House now filing to join the Texas case. So the state legislature is possible. Pennsylvania and Arizona sue themselves. I fucking love Clown World. It's great. If it wasn't for this virus shit, if it wasn't for all the dystopian lockdown, stay in your homes or we will fucking kill you shit that we've seen, this year would have been amazing. It would have been amazing with the acceleration of the clown world entertaining shit. But when the authoritarian, you know, when the authoritarian nightmare world actually does intrude into your life directly, it becomes less fun. I really enjoy clown world. It's good fun. I'm very well equipped for it, having been, you know, a chan fag most of my adult life, being a barely functioning human vessel of internet autism. I'm very well equipped for what the world is becoming. I'm much better equipped than the normies are, and yet here we are with the fucking virus shit. Just you're harshing my buzz, guys. Okay, you're harshing my buzz with this lockdown shit.
The lockdown was never about a virus. It was about pushing us to the edge and seeing how far we would they could push us until we pushed back. It, you know,
I gotta say though, rolling out vaccines is expensive, but rope is pretty cheap.
Rope is very, very, very cheap. Here we go. Hold on a second. This is currently how I feel about the goddamn virus.
We've switched back to talking about Minecraft now.
Yes.
Rope is cheap to obtain in Minecraft.
It is.
It
actually works out much cheaper. We work this out if you buy it by the bale.
This is such a boomer meme trade. This is
so... Look, I am a boomer,
Brits,
okay?
The black bears. I am a boomer. The boomerness is coming to the screen. It's so boomer.
I saw that a minute ago. I was like, yes, I totally agree with that. I'm going to a falling
it's
down
so
meme.
Boomer. It's so boomer, it actually hurts.
Look, Falling Down is a good film, but yes, that was a boomer meme.
So either way, Pennsylvania and Arizona are going to win the lawsuit because
they can't lose, can they?
No. I would argue that before anything happens criminally, Trump would have to come in and clean house. There's a lot of talk about military. We'll come to this later. This is a good lead-in, actually. We'll come to this later. Probably in a few seconds, actually, since we've got a little bit of time left here. Mm-hmm. We can talk about the stuff that may be happening with cleaning house with the Alphabetti boys, the Alphabetti spaghetti, the glowy soup.
This seeing this made me so happy. It's also it's worth noticing that what we're saying here, what I'm about to put up here, this is really bad news. This is really quite terrifying to think of the implications of this, because the ABC reported today, in a surprising move, the Pentagon has told the CIA that it plans to end the majority of military support it provides to the agency's counterterrorism missions.
Sorry, news is still developing. Missouri, Arkansas, Utah, Louisiana, Mississippi, South Carolina have now formally filed. That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5... 6, if you include Pennsylvania state legislature.
Hold on.
So what are we? We're nearly up to half the states. We're nearly up to, like, more than half the union.
Hold on, no, we are. We are. If we had 18 before that and another 6, no, okay, we're just shy. We're just shy of half the union.
1, 2, 3, I mean, 4, 5, 6. No, 7. Okay, 25 states.
25 states. 25 that's half the union.
25 states.
We are. You know, this is at this point. If you draw the lines and get the flags out, and break out the cannons, we're talking about a, you know, 50-50 split, civil war. If it gets more than that, one side's going to have to shit itself and run back to its little holes on the coast.
Like, all the oil, all the industry, and all the farmland. You know?
And all the military bases and all the nuclear missiles. Let's face it, all the nuclear missiles in those little silos spotted everywhere, they're not on the coasts.
Oh no. Jake, no. My almonds, they are too activated. I can't turn them off, Trick. My almonds, they're growing too powerful.
Ah! Imagine America nukes itself in its own civil war.
Oh dear. I don't think it'd get that far.
No, it wouldn't.
Never know.
It wouldn't. It would be one side would have to back down very, very quickly. And that would be the side with all the population and none of the nukes.
Oh dear. Well, it's going to be interesting no matter what happens. But yes, we have some live news here. But yes, what's happened is that the glowy boys...
The glowy boys, you know, have lost their friends.
Well, the thing is, okay, let me explain to you how devastating this is. Because the entire remit of the CIA was that it was meant to assist the US military in counterterrorism and intelligence gathering. It was basically meant to be a spin-off of military intelligence, its own agency that helped, you know, manipulate foreign governments, essentially. It was America's... It's MI6 or MI5. I can never remember which one's which.
MI6 is foreign. MI5 is internal.
Okay, so it's America's basically MI6.
Yeah.
They are meant to do espionage abroad, and they are meant to protect America's interests through, let's say, less than legal means sometimes.
It's supposed to be an intelligence gathering organization and counterintelligence organization. It's supposed to protect their own information whilst, you know, gathering information and being able to tactically utilize that in the future for America's aid or aims. That's what intelligence agencies do. CIA have been way off that remit for a hell of a long time. There, oh lol, let's change over governments in this, you know, third world country. You know, ask Honduras and Nicaragua how they feel about CIA.
Well, basically what's happening is that the US military is saying, we aren't going to work with the CIA anymore.
Yeah.
That's what this is saying. Yeah. They're saying, and it really brings out a lot of what I've been told since really mid-November of what's been going on behind the scenes. That this is essentially a proxy war between the US military and the US state and, you know, the CIA, the FBI, and their foreign backers, mm-hmm. really. That is really the battle line here. We will see that come out once the election is secured, you know, if Trump does win the case, once it's pretty much guaranteed that he becomes president again, then we'll start seeing, that is priority number one. That is what they are focusing on. They can't really do anything until that happens. But once that does happen, we can see some all kinds of shit happening. There's talks about special powers, there's talks about military intelligence, there's talks about fucking military tribunals.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that would take the form of current and former FBI assets and agents being dragged before commissions and courts and made to answer for their actions. Because what they've been doing and what they've done is incredibly not cool, let's say. To understate it massively.
Yes.
You've been a very bad CIA. Now that you're being put on the naughty step. The thing is, the CIA can't really get a lot done in terms of foreign operations, especially with what its remit is supposed to be rather than what it actually is, which is internally fucking up America. Because it operates, as we showed in our conspiracy theories that are actually real,
mm-hmm.
the CIA, despite legally not being allowed to operate inside the US, routinely operates inside the US.
Yes.
MKUltra... Operation Mockingbird,
specifically on mind control and mass media, or control of mass media to manipulate the masses to generate the outcomes that they want. And it's, you know, they've been testing this for a long time. They're very, very good at it.
Creating assets in counterculture, creating assets out of top journalists, creating assets out of drug dealers,
out of
all
judges.
Of this is documented. Yeah, judges. Politicians, they turn mm-hmm. people, that is what they do, and they become not agents of the state, but agents of the CIA to perpetuate its own ends. That is what happens. So, that again, go watch our conspiracy theories. They're a real stream. We'll go into that more in detail there. But this is really, I think, the start of a bigger push we're going to see. I would not be surprised if Trump does get a second term at some point during his second term. He basically disbands the CIA. That would be the best result, because the CIA are a bunch of drug-dealing child rapists. Like, they just are.
Yeah, yeah. look up the Finders. There's a lot of stuff. The NSA and the... between the NSA and... what's the other one? The National... the NSA and the Department of Homeland Security. Between those two, they basically double up on what the CIA and the FBI do.
Yes,
not completely.
And there's a lot of animosity. Mm-hmm. Post-PRISM, actually, surprisingly, what I've heard is internally the NSA is extremely pissed off with how it gets used as a scapegoat.
Yeah.
Because they are a lot of the time used as almost like a technical service. The NSA is used as like raw data gathering. They don't really have any political control over what they do in a lot of senses. From what I've been told, anyway, I don't know how accurate this is, because it's very difficult to get accurate information about the US intelligence service and the deep state.
yes, it is.
But from what I've been told, the Department of Homeland Security, the NSA, and the Justice Department and a lot of people at the Pentagon don't want to work with the CIA anymore. They want the CIA fucking gone. Most of all, military intelligence. Because
Yes.
military intelligence, the people who do the heavy lifting that the CIA is supposed to do whilst it's dicking around dealing drugs,
And the
leaving some
military
black
were
budgets.
very pissed off when the CIA asked them to deliver weapons in Syria to friendly rebels, and found that those friendly rebels were waving black flags with Arabic writing on them and looked distinctly like the enemy.
ISIS-y boys.
Yes, and that was the CIA telling them to do that, and there was an awful lot of people getting very, very pissed off with that. And not just at the low levels with the squaddies that were delivering the stuff going, hold on a second, what the fuck is this? I was shooting at these guys last week. And the military have been used for, like the NSA, actually the military are being used by the CIA for a lot of things that they've not liked for a long time. Spooky boys are, military intelligence is one thing. The CIA gets people into all sorts of messes. Allegedly. In Minecraft.
Allegedly in Minecraft, yes. That
Not
is
that I would
how
know
this has to
anything
work
about
now.
any of this,
That
but
is our legal defense, and we're sticking to it.
yes.
Dearie, dearie me. This is the big one, though, and this is going to be a story to watch. I think the only other thing we missed, it's not worth getting up on screen, but there's a story here I saw from Disclosure.tv. You've been pretty good with all this stuff, saying that the Chinese, sorry, the fact checker that Facebook uses, a service called Lead Stories, and they're the people who debunked the CCTV footage from Georgia. They are apparently part owned by ByteDance, sorry, which is the Chinese company behind TikTok, and a state-owned Chinese company, as all Chinese companies are.
A state-owned Chinese company is the one debunking and fact-checking. Well, that's reliable. I mean, I know third party is a good idea usually, but I don't know if China quite qualifies as some sort of third party. I'm just throwing up Ted Cruz being based at about Chinese communist.
Oh, we forgot that part. Sorry. Yeah, this is a good one to end on if you remember the whole Feng Feng Fang Fang shit. Eric Swalwell got absolutely fucking roasted by Ted Cruz today.
Yes.
Saying, more than once I've said screw the Chinese communists. Little did I know that how closely Stalwell was listening. Ooh.
You
Ooh.
know, sometimes I wonder what it would have
Call
been
an
like.
ambulance, but not for me.
Yeah. You know, if we couldn't have had Trump, Ted Cruz would have made I don't know. I've
Well,
really warmed to Ted Cruz in the last few years.
the Ted Cruz that ran in 2016 is not the same Ted Cruz we have today. I've been
Yes.
over this trig, and I will stick by this.
I
I will
know.
stick by my theory that this is Mirror. Okay, this is Mirror Universe Ted Cruz. This is
Yeah.
Mirror Universe Ted Cruz. He came to the mirror. He's got the beard. He's got the Mirror Universe beard. He throttled his absolute conservative counterpart and buried him in the back garden. And now we have based Mirror Universe bearded Ted Cruz. That is what
I
happened. And
mean,
I this is above Building 7, above all of that. This is the theory I will stick by the most. This is established
this
fact.
is fair enough. Fair enough. I mean, I know someone that ran into Ted Cruz in a bookshop of all places. In fact, you know him as well. And he was just blown away by how knowledgeable Ted Cruz is, and it doesn't come across very often in the media. And this story was relayed to me years ago, that Ted Cruz is actually far better than the media was presenting him. That was about, years ago, and I've seen nothing but the truth of that statement ever since. Yeah, Ted Cruz seems to be a very, very bright man. He eats legalese. He also understands basics, genetics, and science, and various other stuff. He is a very, very intelligent man, and I've got a lot of
He
hope
can
to see
also
more from him.
meme.
And the guy can meme. The, he, uh,
He can dunk on people and he can meme. He's been known to meme.
yep.
I wouldn't be displeased with if the God Emperor can reascend, and he's able to stabilize the country, root out a lot of these deep state agents, root out a lot of these foreign agents, really, really go into beast mode. A good follow-up could be a Cruz administration, because he's been wonderful throughout this.
Yeah, he has. Ted Cruz is good boy. One of the few in the Republican Party, because a lot of them are rhinos. And
He's been
yes.
surprisingly based, he has, because he was, a lot of people put him in that Rhino Club for a little while.
I know. I'd certainly got him there. I mean, the thing is, Trump has done wonders for the Republican Party in general. Even Lindsey Graham has cracks out the occasional semi-based meme, dare I say
That
it.
great image of him, just that woman screaming at him, and him just walking past smiling.
The a lot of the Republican Party kind of took on what Trump has been doing over the last couple of years and gone, you know what? He's getting away with that. Why not give it a go? And it's always worked out relatively well for them. They just tend to cuck behind closed doors when they're hanging with their Democrat friends. Not that I mind people having friends across parties. In fact, I encourage it. But act like you support your own party at least.
Well, as we all know, they're all in skull and bones together. You know, the all seats of the Grove, so they're going to be friends.
Like I said, we have discussed that it is the same boot, just in different colours, very often. Trump has been a different coloured boot altogether.
He has been. The thing is, he's been a less. He hasn't. Okay, he's attempting to lessen the pressure of the boot from the government and the DP. He's just one man, as I've mentioned. He's just one man, and being president and talking about getting things done with all of that weight of bureaucracy you have to wield is
You know what?
almost useless. But
Donald,
he's done
he's been one of
done a
those.
good.
He's been inappropriate slippers. He's been a
He
pair of
has.
slippers with a boob on each foot or something. And people have gone, oh my God, that's awful. But at least he's not a boot. Yes, he's been inappropriate. But.
I'll go into my spiel about Trump. My spiel about Trump is, even if everything they said about him was true, even if he is a wannabe tyrant who is just too incompetent to be a tyrant, that is better than what we get with the neocons and the neoliberals. If he is someone who the establishment and the media is fighting tooth and nail, if those two forces can be attacking each other, if Trump and the media and the deep state and the Trump advocates can be attacking each other, and all those people can be tied up, if the state and the media can be tied up not attacking us, that's still a win. You know, a paralyzed government, a paralyzed, useless, feckless government, completely destroyed by its own dividedness, is superior to a government that wants to remove your rights when everything is going to plan. Trump is an agent of chaos at worst, and I will take chaos over what we will see under a Biden presidency. I will take absolute paralyzed chaos over what we saw under Obama. Just because, you know, it's amazing what happens when people realize that the state really doesn't do anything for them. Like, oh, your bins get emptied. Oh, the pot. It's the thing is, though, here in the UK, that's not even fucking true. Because my bins only get emptied every 2 weeks, and they don't fill the fucking potholes in the road. The roads here are still a fucking state. We had a few harsh winters, and there's, you know how bad the road, the potholes are everywhere.
I know.
And I very, very British tabloid story, but there was one guy who filled in the potholes himself, and the council sued him, if you remember.
Yes, I do. He
Because,
actually did a pretty good job of filling them in as well.
yeah, because they said if he damaged the road surface, they'd be legally liable, and if someone was to injure themselves with his repair, basically they said, no, you can't repair. Only we can repair the road surface. By the way, we're not repairing the roads. So a paralyzed government where nothing's getting done, people business can just continue, people can just keep on doing what they're doing. If everyone above you is squabbling, it doesn't affect your life. It really does not. Most of the government's actions will never affect you. That's why I've been reasonably described as a minarchist. I'm someone who believes in the smallest possible government with the most done by community action, by people gathering together and doing things themselves, or by the private sector, by profit-seeking entities. That is the best way to go. Because every time the government gets involved in something, every time you give the government more of a remit, all it does is use that money and power to, one, further its own ends, and two, perpetuate its own growth. So that is my spiel on MacGoverment. I'm not a Lulbert, I'm not a Lulbertarian, I'm not one of those people who, like, I can't. I think the election stuff and a lot of the stuff with Trump, especially with Antifa, was a real kick in the teeth to the modern libertarian movement, because a lot of the people we saw in public as advocates were being absolutely insane with what they were saying, saying that Trump was being a tyrant, saying that we need to listen to these people, respect these people. You know, I much more err on the Louis Levy side of things, which is that criminal lives don't matter.
Yeah, no, I'm closer to a libertarian than is usual, and yeah, I would suggest I'm similarly a minarchist, but yeah, for God's sakes, don't give the government any power whatsoever. If they ask shit. For it, tell them no and take some more away from them.
Ohio formally filed.
So we're now at a
27 states, I think.
Oh man, they're gonna have to fucking kowtow at this point. It's half the fucking union.
The thing is, all these states are suing, and a lot of them are suing using their state legislatures. Mm-hmm. If we move into Congress, if the states deny to send their electors, they have enough. If it goes to a state Congress where each state gets a vote, this is enough to make Trump president.
Yep.
And people forget that. People forget if this process fails, they go to a Congress of the states. And in that situation, all of these states would return Trump. They would say, we don't believe this vote was fair. We are overruling this election. And we are saying, on behalf of the people of our state on which we were voted to represent, we want this person to be president because we don't trust the process. That is what's happening, and that is what will happen. But we've got a little bit more time left here, guys. Is there any of you who have any more questions, or see if there's any more donations we need to go over here? Because you guys have been very generous this stream.
They have.
Oh, no, there isn't yet, but what? I will shamelessly shill in the chat. We've got another 5-10 more minutes here. We'll be on stream, so if you guys have any questions you want to read out, either put them in the chat, or if you want to be... gracious, please throw some shekels on us.
I'm just going to Fed post at this point. I think that, quite frankly, everyone that is a Democrat supporter should put on their blue shirt. And everyone that's a Republican should get their red jacket on. And all of those Republicans wearing their red jackets should march on Washington and display how unhappy they are. I think it will be a powerful vision, and I, as an Englishman, will support a red jacket movement on a march on Washington.
Trigg, please. Stop trying to get the red coats to march on Washington. We've been over
this.
We've been over this, Trigg.
I am prepared to talk about representation.
Green Moon, yes, I'm actually aware of the moderator's dilemma. I wrote a piece about it years ago. But I'm not even sure it's on the internet. I'll try and find it because many years ago, 2015 to about 2017, I was more famous for writing things. I used to write for, I do occasionally. It's a bit maloki now. I still write for a site called Super Nerdland. We had some good pieces there. I wrote a piece there called Hang the Moderators, which kind of goes into the moderator's dilemma. Although I do kind of meme on the 4chan mods as well, you know, the whole he'll never be a healthy weight, he'll never have a real job, you know, he does it for free, he doesn't even get hot pockets. Good meme, by the way. A lot of people don't remember that meme, the janitor's meme. You guys remember 4chan mods, janitors,
yes,
don't you?
Of course.
Come on.
Yes, yes, yes.
with the guy from him, it's not Hey Arnold. Which one is it? Is it Hey Arnold? It's the weird like Beatrix Potter people cartoon.
God, Beatrix,
I don't remember.
That takes me back. Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's he does it for free. I do like that he does it for free meme. It's a very good meme.
We have a question from chat for you, Scrump, in particular, of what is your favorite firearm? I just noticed that, and that's a big question.
Ooh,
actually.
That's a good question. If you want our opinions on firearms, did a stream about that last week. That a lot of people, unfortunately, we put it on the wrong day.
Yeah.
We've learned our lesson, guys. We're not streaming on Fridays anymore. Today seems to be a great day. A lot of people seem to be able to catch it. So we will be, this is our regular Thursday stream. I will continue to shill and say that we'll be here 9 p.m. every Thursday, and we'll be having just, I think, 1 week off over Christmas. Yep. I won't be streaming on the 17th or the, sorry, I will be streaming on the 17th, but I won't be streaming on the 24th. I will be here next week. I won't be here the week after because that's Christmas Eve, but I will most likely be back on the 31st.
Fuck, is it 2 weeks away from Christmas Eve? I really ought to go and buy some presents.
I've already got all mine done. It's fine.
I'm
But
getting
yeah,
pressure from her downstairs to put some fucking decorations up.
Ah, fair enough. I think, Trey, now everyone's going to think you have a wife.
I know, I don't. I just have a temporary lodger who's
No, you
going.
have a couch potato.
You know what? I do have a couch potato, you're
I can't
right.
believe no one's made that joke yet. Hey Arthur! That's it. Sorry, the moderator meme is from Hey Arthur. Thank you. Thank you, Metagross. Thank you very much. Fucking Hey Arthur. No, it's a good meme. Yeah, it's. It is nearly Christmas, guys.
It is.
Only so many shopping days left until Christmas. Dear me. But no, we're gonna keep this going. To show some more, Trig's Twitter is down in the description if you want to follow him on Twitter. I've got my Discord down there if you want to join the Discord. There's another episode of Dumpy Scrump we have recorded. There's three episodes now that haven't come out yet because I don't know, Dev's waiting for monetization. But there are three episodes that will be released as soon as the drama with Dev's channel is sorted out. I understand why he's holding back content and streaming. It's understandable. So don't worry, guys, I've not fallen out with Dev. We're still making content together. It just hasn't been released yet. It's all in the tank. And obviously, as I mentioned earlier, I do Seal of Approval every Wednesday, 8 p.m. with Rose of Dawn. Check her out on her channel. And I found out today, actually, that I could do one free. I could use the join feature using YouTube Premium. Because I don't actually pay for YouTube Premium. I get it through my phone contract as a freebie, which is quite nice. So I was able to use that to actually join Rose's channel. So if you guys have YouTube Premium, I didn't actually know that. So double check, you might be able to join your favorite content creator's channel just using that. And that doesn't actually give any money to YouTube, really, because that's a free thing.
Oh,
And I
does it
know a lot
not?
of people get premium through other services like I do. So
You know,
yeah, it's like a Prime subscription.
I've looked at that YouTube, join YouTube, join, and I'm massively no on YouTube and stuff like that. I don't know what the hell it does. I just always click not now. But
It's like subscribing on Twitch. It's basically like a Twitch subscription where you pay
okay.
money for a subscription rather
Yeah.
than just subscribing.
Oh, okay, and that's free.
YouTube's features are
Yeah.
confusing.
Yes. And every time it looks like I might be giving YouTube money, I immediately no, fuck off. less money for YouTube in general. Well, I don't know. Like I said, I think I'm, break it up, then make it into a more, make it into a company that's more worth backing, and I'd be all for it. I'm all for the YouTube platform. But
Yeah.
that current editorialization, should I say, is no, makes me look at BitChute and wish that they were a viable option, realistically, at this point. But you don't start a channel on BitChute, you just never get anywhere.
No. It's that way no discoverability lies, yeah.
Nobody
Well, we
discovers
have
it, you'll
one.
never get any money. Anyway.
Yes. We have one last donation here from Arkeen, I think
Oh,
that's how you say that.
thank you very
$3.
much.
Thank you very much, Arkeen. Thanks. I've been trying to get more people aware of this since it's talk about 2:30 going. Yeah, since the talk about 2:30 going away, the left seems to think it means you have to heavily moderate when the opposite is what is likely to happen. Yeah, if you take away 2:30, generally what will happen is that a lot of these platforms. Like it's an incentive, really. It's an incentive not to be shit. What they need to do is they need to say, if you act as a publisher, you will lose this protection. But if you act as a neutral platform, you will not lose this protection. So it's, carrot and stick. And I think there needs to be 2:30 is an absolute. You're not entitled to it. And you're right. I think in the case of YouTube and all these other companies losing safe harbor protection, I think they could really start to have a line where they say, okay, this is where you get safe harbor, this is where you don't. And they should really just make it so that these companies should only remove content if it violates age restrictions and it violates US law. I think those are the two situations in which you remove content. And anything outside of that, I think you should not get 230 protection. Because that covers a lot of things. You have age-appropriate section for age-appropriate people. Harassment is still against the law. Threats are still against the law. Repeated bullying is harassment, and that is still against the law. If it crosses that line, it's still illegal. I think moderating for content is indefensible under Section 230. But anyway, that's getting into the weeds here again. Yeah, that's a good point. And thank you very much for the donation, guys.
No, thank you
anything,
very much.
Anything you want to shill before we close up the stream, Drake?
I don't know. I would shill. In fact, you know what? I'm going to shill it anyway, even though it hasn't happened for the last couple of weeks, which is the Wizard in Space series that I've been doing with Uzulu on his channel for a while. It's gotten a bit slow in the past, but that's because one of our main characters has been touring England and has been unavailable. But then that's Di. But hopefully she'll be back soon and available to carry on. But that's all I've been doing really, is occasionally turning up on the occasional Uzulu stream and doing my role play as Captain Dirk Pilgrim. Other than that, I've been kind of quiet of late.
I'm not sure if there'll be a bonus stream this week, guys, like there was last week with the World of Guns stream. We'll have a think about it. If we feel like doing one, I think maybe the best day is Saturday. We could try it, but yeah, it depends if we have a topic or not. And I know that a lot of people don't really want to tune in for like gaming-based stuff. That's not what this is going to be. I'm not really going to run gaming streams on this channel. That was more just a World of Guns, a good springboard for firearms autism. That's where we use it. It's less of a game, more of a technical guide, honestly, which is pretty cool. But yeah, if we have a funny shitposty topic, because we try and keep this fun. We do. Someone just snuck in at the end there.
They did.
Sorry, go on, Drew.
I was going to say, I enjoyed our conspiracy theories one, and I think I wouldn't mind doing some more on that, because there's what we did there merely scratched the surface. Yes. Of a giant rabbit hole.
I'm not sure when it'll be, but there should be a second conspiracy theories that are real stream at some point. But it takes a little bit of prep, because I want to make sure that we get a lot of good information together, because mm-hmm. I think that stream was so good because it had such a overwhelming wealth of evidence. You have to really overwhelm people's, that's just a conspiracy theory shit, with just, you got to pummel them into submission with the truth. And I think a lot of people appreciate the fact that we had the fucking receipts there.
Yeah.
But there's a lot of weeds we didn't get into there. There's a lot of good stuff we didn't get into. There's a lot of stuff that you put in the chat there. It's still sitting on the server that we use. Yeah, that is just, we did not have time for. That was a 2-hour stream. So.
Yeah. Yeah, no, we were hoping to touch on in the gun stream with Doc, because he had a lot of information that what was it? Well, just a sample was that during the prohibition on alcohol, the American government was running around not seizing alcohol stashes, but just poisoning them. So yeah, literally poison, and this is in the 1920s and 30s. The American government was poisoning its civilians, because it was the best way to stop them drinking that evil whiskey.
There have been operations like that within the drug war as well.
Yes,
like that is. I don't have them to hand right now, but I'd love to just do a stream at some point, maybe in that kind of format, because you could do a conspiracy theories that are true stuff just about the American war on drugs.
Because it was all denied and it was all out there, and some horrifying things have been done.
Yes, smoker. They were adding methanol to try and discredit the brewers.
Yeah,
and say they had a bad process, trying to make alcohol seem unsafe. But that's another topic from the time. Yeah. And we're going to leave that there, I think. Thank you for coming to the stream today. Thank you especially for donating. It keeps the stream going, and it may end up with some bit better stream tech in future. Just right now, it's kind of pocket money. Honestly, it's not an insignificant amount, but it's we don't have enough really to buy equipment.
Yep.
But going forward, we may do with how the channel's been growing. It's been that good. Honestly, we've been doing really well. It's... Like, my channel has gone up like 50% in terms of its subscribers. So thank you. Thank you very much, guys.
No, I'm stunned. I mean, you've gained 440 plus subscribers in the last 2 weeks, two or 3 weeks to this channel.
Discoverability is awful on YouTube, and yeah, growth is really difficult. You get suppressed, you don't get served to your subscribers. So this is really against the odds. This is you guys. This is you guys seeking out my content, which is, it's very heartening to see. It's very heartening to see with all the censorship you have that people are willing to seek out the kind of content that they want to watch. So thanks for watching, and we'll see you again next time.
See you soon, guys.
Oh,